Welcome to the No Spin News, Thursday, November 21st, 2019. Fight for your freedom. I told you the fix was in. I'll get to it in a minute. But our lead story is that the Judiciary Committee Inspector General finally going to put out his report. Michael Horowitz, it comes out on December 9th, which is a Monday. Usually they sneak these things out on Friday. And then he's going to testify 3 days later in front of a Senate Judiciary Committee chaired by Lindsey Graham. So this is all about the FISA warrants that the Obama administration used to surveil the Trump campaign. That's what the headline here is. Now, nobody knows what this report is going to say. It could be a big nothing. Horowitz not known for being a bomb thrower, a very cautious individual. If anybody leaks anything about this report, which is now labeled top secret, it's a felony. So that's why we haven't heard anything. I can't give you any guidance on it. Just tell you that Monday, December 9th, coming up fast, the FISA thing will be out for the Justice Department. All right, so Donald Trump under extreme pressure, as you know, from the impeachment inquiry. I must confess, I did not watch it today. I asked my staff to watch it for me. I said, if something happens big, please tell me. Nothing happened big. I read The Wire. I almost fell asleep reading The Wire. I can't report on anything that happened today on the impeachment front. There's just nothing there that caught my eye at all. Now, the testifier, main one was Fiona Hill, foreign affairs specialist. Ms. Hill says she warned the Trump administration that they had to send weapons, money for weapons over, but then in 2015, as you all know by now, she wrote an op-ed for the Obama administration, said don't send weapons. So, I mean, I don't care what Fiona Hill has to say. Do you? I don't really care what she has to say. So this I care about, Gallup poll, and you know me in the polls, 43% of Americans approve of Donald Trump's performance, up 2 points since the impeachment started. And disapprove is down 3 to 54. So 43 yes, 54 no. It's not bad. It's not a bad poll for all this going on. Donald Trump done two things to, lighten the load, his load. He invited Mitt Romney and Susan Collins and Murkowski of Alaska, some other senators, to lunch today. Very nice. And try to tell them, look, I didn't do anything wrong, and this is how it all came down. Murkowski, hopeless cause, not a really a Republican. She's in Alaska. She went home, didn't go to the lunch. Disrespectful. Susan Collins up for re-election. She's pretty much out of the people of Maine feel. That's where she's going to go. Romney's persuadable. Romney doesn't want to go up against the Republican Party. But Romney despises Trump and vice versa because of all the personal insults between the two. That's where it is. You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message.
Did you know Fast-Growing Trees is the largest online nursery in the USA? With more than 10,000 plant varieties and millions of satisfied customers. I have their trees and plants at my home, and they're fantastic. Have you had your fair share of landscaping woes and wasted weekends at crowded nurseries? Finding fast-growing trees will be like stumbling upon a hidden treasure, believe me. With fast-growing trees, it's different. From fruit trees to houseplants, they have it all delivered right to your doorstep. Plus, their plant experts are always available for advice. And here's the best part. This spring, they have up to half off on select plants. And my audience can get an extra 15% off by using promo code BILL at checkout. So please go to fastgrowingtrees.com, use promo code BILL at checkout.
Now, the reaction to the Democrat debate. There are two things I want to show you, that's all. And then I'll give the report card to the debate. The first thing is Booker and Biden arguing about pot. Go.
This week I hear him literally say that I don't think we should legalize marijuana. I thought you might have been high when you said it. And let me tell you, because marijuana in our country is already legal for privileged people. And it's one, the war on drugs has been a war on black and brown people.
Number one, I think we should decriminalize marijuana, period. And I think anyone who has a record should be let out of jail. Their record's expunged. It'd be completely zeroed out. But I do think it makes sense, based on data, that we should study what the long-term effects are for the use of marijuana. That's all it is. Number one, everybody gets out, record expunged.
Okay. Here's the truth about this. In some American neighborhoods, marijuana is used so openly that 9-year-old children have easy access to it. Parents smoke pot in front of their kids. Pot is available in schools, in the schoolyard, all over the place. This is in some American neighborhoods, not mine, but others. Many of those are impoverished. So these very same people on that stage who are screaming about income inequality, they want to legalize marijuana to make it more available to everybody from age 9 to age 99. Now, if a child begins intoxicating him or herself, a child, the odds of that child succeeding in life are very, very slim. Because by the time you're 18, if you've been smoking pot since you're 10, you're looking for another high. You're looking for something else. And children can't emotionally process intoxication. So these very people who are saying, oh, we don't have a chance, you're poor, this, that, and the other thing. Drug addiction drives homelessness. Drug addiction drives poverty. And you want to make drugs even more available. It's really, I can't do any more. I'm a white guy. But drugs have devastated minority communities in America. That's the truth. You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been delivering on its promise to do good and never forget the sacrifices of America's greatest heroes. Heroes who put their lives on the line to protect our country and our communities. Heroes like Bristol, Connecticut Police Sergeant Dustin DeMonte. After responding to a domestic violence incident, he sustained fatal gunshot wounds. He left behind his expectant wife and 2 children. Thanks to the generosity of people like you, Tunnel to Towers paid the mortgage on the DeMonte family home, lifting a financial burden. As his loved ones mourned the decorated officer's loss, they welcomed a miracle, the child he would never get to meet. So many families need your help. Please help America's heroes and their young families. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good in their honor. 95 cents out of every dollar you donate goes to their programs. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
Okay, so Prince Andrew now has been banished by the royal family. He can't do any public events. He can't say anything. He's on ice because he was friends with this Epstein. So what's the lesson here? The lesson is you got to choose your friends pretty carefully. Now, Epstein was bad from the jump. Everybody knew it. People hanging with him. You know, people don't change. I made that mistake when I was younger. I thought I could change people. You can't. They're bad. They're bad. Now, you can try to convert them. You can try to say, look, you're on the fast lane of hell, and they're going to go, there's no such thing as hell. I can do what I want. But the people that you spend time with, if you know they're not good people, why are you doing that? Because they give you a free airline ride? Because they pick up a check? Don't do that. If you know people are bad, See ya. You don't have to confront them. But I got to tell you, I got a lot of good friends my whole life. A few of them have betrayed me. And all after I became famous. Before I became famous, nobody did. All right, I thought I was a great judge of character. But after I became famous, some people betrayed me. For money, mostly. But if I know somebody who's got a questionable character, not hanging. Give that advice to the urchins and carry you through life. Have a great weekend.